Jim, this is exciting. Please welcome, for the first time to the Jimmy and A Show, live in the studio, the brand new leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party, Mr. David O'Byrne. Dave, welcome.
Yep, morning. Morning, lads. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
David, this is a long time coming. We love that you have you on the show for the first time. Now, because it is the first time, we don't have an interesting intro for you.
Right.
We don't know enough
about
you.
So I have to make
yet.
Something up? Or?
Well, what's an interesting fact about you that nobody knows? That you're willing to share.
That I'm willing to share. That's a different one. Yeah. I probably need to get this advisedly. I've got no idea. I'm not interesting, maybe. That's the thing.
No, you are. I've got a favourite movie, musician.
Look, I must admit, actually, I'm shocking on the impersonation. So that's my kryptonite.
You should sometimes not have told us that, Dave.
That's right. So I'm in a bit of strife with that. So where are my mates? If there's a bit of an accent going on, I sort of culturally appropriate. So shocking.
Nath is also really bad at impressions.
No, I'm really good at it, mate. Have you ever seen Lilo and Stitch, Dave?
No.
Okay, well then you will
That's right.
Well, so this is Stitch to a T. Hello.
It's not, Dave.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. That's good. Yeah. I want to see that. I want to go and listen, because if it's not, it's
Disney
pretty ordinary.
Plus. You can go
Disney Plus, yeah. No, very good.
David, very exciting. You announced your shadow cabinet last night as well.
Yeah, great team. We've got a great bunch of people around the state that are really keen to get in and make a difference. So Bastian Seidel, he's a doctor. He's got health. Josh Willey, he's a teacher. He's got education. Beck is coming along as shadow treasurer. So great team, great diversity, good bunch of people. Happy to lead them.
What goes into selecting the shadow cabinet when you're looking for the right people?
Hands in a hat.
How does that process work?
Yeah, well, it really is. You look at the government, you look how they line up, you look what their ministry looks like, and then you look around the room and you talk to people, you talk to stakeholders, you know, the business community, the TASCOS, and you go, right, how are we going to line up? How are we going to hold them to account? And also, you want someone who's got the capacity to build a vision for the future. What's the plan? I know, particularly here in Hobart, I'm taking on infrastructure because I know getting stuck in traffic every day, it's killing me. And the last major investment in Hobart that sort of assisted traffic was under Labor, where we built the Brighton Transport Hub and moved all the industrial traffic out of Macquarie Point and pushed it all the way out to Brighton. So we know people getting stuck in traffic. So for me, it's about infrastructure, it's about health, it's about lining up people who've got the skills, got the ability to really take it up to the government.
I know you mentioned there briefly, but how do you hold them accountable? Like, there were, I guess, a lot of promises, especially over election time. What do you do?
Yeah, people are really cynical about politics. They hear politicians going, it's all blah, blah, blah in the background. So the ability for us is to get out into the community, talk to the community, do the door knocking, do the community groups, but also hold them to account not only every day in Parliament, but in the community every day, not just at election times. Because as soon as elections come along, everyone sort of, the shutters go up. I don't want to hear all of these promises. I don't believe it. It doesn't mean anything to me. So if we can really hold them to account in the period of time between elections, people then, by the time they get to the election, they go, actually, they haven't done X, Y, and Z. Said. And, these guys, the Labor Party, talking about something really good. All right, we'll back them. We'll give them a go. So, it's every day, mate. Hard work.
The next election's basically started now.
Well, it has. And that's the conversation we had in the team yesterday. Really, we've got to get on the front foot now because the last election was a year early. So, we need to be prepared from day one. We know we've lost a few elections and we've copped a bit of a touch-up. We get that. We know it's essentially the coach who's going to take over from Nathan Buckley and trying to read. Build something,
you've got some good players, though.
Although I'm a Collingwood fan. We've lost Darcy Moore for the season, which is a heartbreaker. The good-looking fellow that he is. So really, it's about every day. You listen, you learn, you talk to people, you build relationships, and you talk about stuff that people want you to talk about. Don't talk about the rubbish of politics. Yeah. Talk about the fact that if you want to ring an ambulance, sometimes it takes 3 or 4 hours. Then you get ramped at the Royal Hobart. If you want your kids to have a good education. It's all of those things that actually mean something to people's lives.
That matters to the people of Tassie. I mean, let's go through the team. I mean, you were talking about Beck White before coming on a shadow treasurer. How important is it to keep people like Beck, another one on there, Dean Winter, in the face of the public and talking and, I guess, expressing the needs of the Tasmanian public?
Yeah, absolutely. Both Beck and Dean are absolute talents. And Beck, she's been around politics a while, but she's really only, 37, 38?
Yeah.
Yeah. About to have a second child in about a week or so. So we're all very excited for her. And Dean, great, you know, mate of mine from Kingborough, a really good talent. So it's really important that we showcase all the good people that have got the future of Tasmania in their hearts. Yeah. You know? So, yeah, very excited to have and have Beck as Shadow Treasurer, Dean as Leader of Opposition Business, and also energy. So energy is a key issue for us, given Marinus and the renewable energy opportunities. And I'm taking on climate change as well. So you've got all of these issues that are sort of swirling around in people's minds, and having good people out the front articulating really good, strong policies crucial for us.
Totally. I mean, well, you just mentioned one there. Climate change is obviously a massive one that people are very passionate, particularly in Tassie and around Australia and globally at the moment.
Absolutely.
What do you want to see for climate change with respect to Tasmania going into the next couple of years?
Yeah, well, Tasmania has a renewable energy advantage. We obviously are an absolute renewable energy powerhouse, but it's not just enough to say, well, we've got hydro, we've got wind, you know, we've got solar programs. It's not just enough to do that. It's about reducing the footprint across the whole of government, electric vehicle, car fleet. You know, there's a whole range of matters that people want to raise within the climate change area. And to have thousands of young Tasmanians and older Tasmanians protesting and saying, it's not enough what you're doing, we want more. And it's not a protest. You know, I mean, there are parties that are there for the protest and want to yell and scream, that's fine. We actually want to get in as a party of government and do something and have a tangible policy that people can go, actually, I like what you're doing. These are the initiatives that I'm going to back, and I can see positive change. So really, that's, we want to give young people and people who feel strongly about that a voice in the Labor Party. But we also need to ensure that, and it's the responsibility of Labor, we're the Workers' Party, we want to make sure that people can have good, solid, secure jobs, and that the new environment, the new economic environment dealing with climate change, can have a place for working people. So absolutely, it is about balancing those two things.
Fantastic.
Well, that does sound like a Jimmy Nath party, that yelling and screaming party.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I'm not against it. I'm not against it, but you just got to do a little bit more. Yeah, you know?
That's what, we'll leave politics to you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, David O'Byrne, mate, thank you so much for joining us for the first time on the show, the first time of many, brand new leader of the Tasmanian Labor Party. We appreciate you coming on the show, and next time we will have a list of impersonations that we would love you to do. David, thank you very much.
Cheers, guys. Great to be here.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.